Hello and welcome to GCSE PE Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in sports psychology, arousal. Now, if you're sitting your WJA GCSE physical education exam, this topic is absolutely crucial. And I promise by the end of this episode, you'll not only understand arousal inside and out, but you'll know exactly how to apply it in exam scenarios to pick up those precious marks. So what exactly is arousal? Well, in sports psychology, arousal is defined as a physiological and psychological state of alertness and readiness. Think of it as your body and mind's activation level, ranging all the way from deep sleep at one end, right through to intense excitement or even panic at the other. It's not the same as anxiety, which is important to remember. Arousal is neutral. It can be positive or negative depending on the situation and the individual. Let's get into the core theory that examiners absolutely love to test. The big theory you need to know is called the inverted U hypothesis, sometimes called the Yerkes-Dodson law. Picture a graph in your mind. The x-axis shows arousal level from low to high, and the y-axis shows performance quality from low to high. The relationship between them? It's not a straight line. It's a beautiful, symmetrical curve, like an upside-down U. Here's how it works. When arousal is too low, let's say you're feeling sleepy, unmotivated, or just not switched on, your performance suffers. You're under-aroused. As arousal increases, so does performance. You start to feel more alert, more focused. Your muscles are primed. Your reactions sharpen. Eventually, you hit the sweet spot, optimal arousal. This is the peak of the curve, where performance is at its absolute best. But here's the kicker, and this is where students often lose marks. If arousal continues to increase beyond that optimal point, performance starts to decline. You become over-aroused. Your heart races too fast, your muscles tense up, you lose concentration, your vision narrows, what we call perceptual narrowing, and you might even freeze or make silly mistakes. Think of a penalty taker who's so nervous they sky the ball over the bar. That's over-arousal in action. Now, when you're drawing this graph in an exam, make sure you label both axes clearly, arousal level on the x-axis and performance quality on the y-axis. Mark the peak as optimal arousal. Not best or good, but optimal. Examiners are looking for that precise terminology. And make sure your curve is smooth and symmetrical. But here's where it gets even more interesting. And this is where you can really impress the examiner. The optimal arousal level isn't the same for everyone or for every skill. It varies based on two key factors: the type of skill being performed and the personality of the performer. Let's talk about skill type first. Fine skills like archery, darts, or golf putting require precision, control, and delicate movements. These skills perform best at lower levels of arousal. You need to be calm, steady, and focused. On the other hand, gross skills like a rugby tackle, a shot put throw, or a sprint start involve large muscle groups, power, and explosive movements. These skills actually benefit from higher arousal levels. You want that adrenaline pumping, that energy surging. Similarly, complex skills, tasks with lots of decisions, intricate movements, or multiple components need lower arousal to allow for clear thinking and coordination. Simple skills, straightforward, few decisions, well-learned movements can handle higher arousal because they're almost automatic. Now let's layer in personality. Introverts, people who are naturally more inwardly focused, quieter, and prefer calm environments, tend to perform best at lower arousal levels. They can become over-aroused more easily. Extroverts, outgoing, action-oriented, thrive on stimulation, often need higher arousal to reach their peak performance. They can handle more intensity before it becomes too much. So, if you're answering an exam question about a snooker player lining up a tricky shot, you'd explain that snooker is a fine, complex skill requiring low optimal arousal, and if the player is introverted, they'd need an even calmer state to perform well. Conversely, a rugby forward making a tackle, a gross, simple skill, would benefit from high arousal, especially if they're an extrovert who thrives on intensity. Right, let's talk about how to avoid the mistakes that trip students up every single year. Mistake number one, confusing arousal with anxiety. Arousal is a state of activation. It's neutral. Anxiety is a negative emotional response involving worry and apprehension. Don't use them interchangeably. Mistake number two, drawing a wonky or asymmetrical inverted U graph, or worse, forgetting to label the axes. Always label arousal level and performance quality, and make sure your peak is clearly marked as optimal arousal. Mistake number three, saying high arousal is always bad. It's not. It depends on the skill and the person. A shot putter needs high arousal, a darts player doesn't, context is everything. Mistake number 4, giving vague stress management advice. Don't just say calm down or relax, use specific techniques. For example, deep breathing, which lowers heart rate and reduces physiological arousal, or mental rehearsal, where you visualize the skill calmly and successfully, which helps reduce cognitive anxiety and focus attention. Positive self-talk is another great one, replacing negative thoughts with constructive, confident statements. When you're applying these techniques in an exam answer, always explain how they work. For example, the penalty taker could use deep breathing to lower their heart rate and reduce over-arousal, allowing them to focus clearly on the target and execute the skill with precision. All right, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is arousal? Answer. A physiological and psychological state of alertness and readiness. Question 2. What does the inverted U hypothesis show? Answer. That performance increases with arousal up to an optimal point, beyond which performance declines. Question 3. Which type of skill requires low optimal arousal, fine or gross? Answer. Fine skills. Question 4. Which personality type performs best at lower arousal levels? Answer. Introverts. Question 5. Name 2 stress management techniques. Answer. Deep breathing and mental rehearsal. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Arousal is your body and mind's activation level. The inverted U hypothesis shows that there's an optimal level of arousal for peak performance, too little or too much, and performance drops. Optimal arousal varies based on skill type. Fine and complex skills need low arousal, gross and simple skills need high arousal, and personality type. Introverts need lower arousal, extroverts need higher. And when you're managing arousal in exams, use specific techniques like deep breathing, mental rehearsal, and positive self-talk, and always explain how they work. Remember, examiners are looking for precise terminology, clear application to scenarios, and well-justified explanations. Use terms like optimal, over-aroused, under-aroused, and always link your points back to the skill and the performer. That's it for today's episode on arousal. Thanks so much for listening to GCSE PE Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and remember, find your optimal arousal level for exam success. See you next time.